四本被公认为顶级难度的名著。
Four books that are widely considered to be the most difficult classics.
尤其是倒数第二本，简直是难到变态了。
Especially the second to last book is so difficult that it's almost insane.
我把世界名著的阅读难度啊分成了三个层级。
I have divided the difficulty level of reading world famous novels into three levels.
初级难度。
Beginner level.
中级难度和顶级难度。
Intermediate and top level difficulty.
供大家选书的时候。
For those of you who are choosing books.
作为参考。
For reference.
没有很多阅读经验的小伙伴啊。
For those who don't have much reading experience,
可以先从初级读起。
Start with the beginner level first.
这样既可以让你领略文学经典的风采。
This allows you to appreciate the charm of literary classics.
又不至于因为难读或者读不懂而被吓退了。
This will also prevent people from being discouraged by the difficulty or incomprehensibility of the text.
初级难度的名著有很多。
There are many classic novels of a low difficulty level.
比如说今年获得诺贝尔文学奖的韩江。
For example, Han Jiang, who won the Nobel Prize in Literature this year.
他的书啊就非常的好。
His book is very good.
篇幅短
Short
人物少
Few characters
文字简单
Simple text
所有人读起来都没有障碍
Everyone can read it
同样获诺奖的海
Same as the Nobel laureate
海明威的老人与海也是以简单易理解而著称
The old man named Y and the sea are known for their simplicity and ease of understanding
而且因为这部小说的主题呢就是勇敢坚持以及对目标的执着
Moreover, the theme of the novel is courage and perseverance as well as unwavering determination towards goals
所以也有很多老师推荐学生来读这本书
Therefore, many teachers also recommend this book to their students
还有两位我非常喜欢的作家茨威格和菲斯杰拉德代表作呢一个陌生女人的来信
There are also two authors that I really like, Zweig and Fischer, A Letter from a Strange Woman.
还有了不起的盖茨。
There is also The Great Gates.
他们的作品基本上都属于初级难度。
Their works are basically at a beginner level.
情感细腻的女性读者可以考虑选择阅读。
This book...is suitable for female readers who enjoy emotionally rich stories.
另外啊
In addition,
如果你想开始读托尔斯泰和陀思妥耶夫斯基
If you want to start reading Tolstoy and Turgenev,
但是呢对战争与和平和罪与罚实在是有点畏惧
However, I am a little apprehensive about war and peace and crime and punishment.
就可以先开始读伊凡伊里奇之死和涅朵奇卡
Then start reading the death of Ivan Ilyich and notes from underground
这是两位大师的短篇
These are short stories by two masters
或者中篇虽然体量比较小
Although the novella is relatively short in length
但是足以能够体现大师的文风和功力
However, it is enough to demonstrate the master's style and skill.
通过这两本书来入门
Start with these two books.
就一定能够燃起你对继续读他们的大部头的强烈的兴趣
This will definitely spark your strong interest in reading their other long books.
从类型文学来讲啊
From the perspective of literary genres,
不少科幻小说和反乌托邦小说都属于比较友好的初级难度。
Many science fiction and dystopian novels are relatively friendly and of a beginner-friendly difficulty level.
比如大家非常熟悉的1984《动物农场》。
For example, the extremely difficult version of 1984.
还有我共读会共读的《献给阿尔金龙的花束》都属于很容易上手的。
the reading groups and the bouquets of flowers dedicated to Alcyone are all very easy to handle.
但是呢，也有很多经典的硬科幻。
However, there are also many classic hard science fiction.
比如说刘慈欣或者阿西莫夫。
For example, Liu Cixin or Asimov.
因为需要一些物理学。
Because I need some physics.
天文学和宇宙学的基础
The foundation of astronomy and cosmology
知识难度呢就会高一些
The difficulty level will be higher
达到了终极难度
Reached the ultimate difficulty
好
OK
那我们就继续进入终极难度
And we continue to enter the ultimate difficulty
这个等级的难度的书啊就非常多了
There are many books at this level of difficulty.
基本上如果你已经顺利地读过了初级难度的书
Basically, if you have already successfully read books of an introductory level,
就可以进入终极了
Then you can enter the ultimate.
我在这里面
I'm here.
那就按照我感觉的从易到难的顺序列出了十本样书
Here are 10 books listed from easiest to hardest, according to my assessment.
供大家作为难度参考。
For reference, here are some difficulty levels.
永别了武器。
Goodbye, weapons.
双城记、失明症漫记、巴黎圣母院、霍乱时期的爱情、罪与罚、百年孤独、酒吧长谈、悲惨世界、战争与和平。
Shuang Cheng Jai Shi Ming Jiang Man Jai Bar Lai Shen Mu Yuan Han Luan Shi Kai Dere I King Zhu Yu Far I Nian Bu Du Bu Bar Tang Tan Bacon Shi Jai Shan Sheng Yu He Peng
你看这些书明显的步头大了很多
I can see that these books have been read a lot
厚了很多呀
You've gained a lot of weight
那如果终极难度的书你也挑战了
If you also challenged the book with the ultimate difficulty
就可以尝试进入到顶级难度了
Then you can try to enter the top difficulty
这里面举四本公认顶级难度的书
Here are four widely recognized top tier difficult books
看你有生之年能读几本
How many books can you read in your lifetime?
第一本《卡拉马佐夫兄弟》
The first edition of the Brothers Karamazov
这是托斯托耶夫斯基的巅峰之作
This is Tolstoy's masterpiece
故事围绕着卡拉马佐夫
The story revolves around the Karamazov family
三兄弟和他们的父亲展开
The three brothers and their father
父亲被杀之后呢
After my father was killed
兄弟们就卷入了复杂的道德、宗教和法律困境。
The brothers were caught in a complex web of moral, religious, and legal dilemmas.
整个事件的背后呢，是对人性、自由和信仰的讨论。
The whole event is about the discussion of human freedom and faith. Second,
第二本《魔山》，诺奖得主托马斯曼的代表著作。
Thomas Mann's magnum opus, a Nobel Prize winner,
讲述了阿尔卑斯山上一座疗养院发生的事。
This tells the story of a sanatorium in the Alps.
主角汉斯本来只是去探望亲戚。
The protagonist, Hans, was originally just visiting relatives.
但是呢，结果自己也得病了。
But in the end, I also got sick.
就一待七年。
For 7 years,
书里面充满了抽象的哲学。
The book is full of abstract philosophy.
讨论节奏慢到像时间停止了。
The pace was so slow that it felt like time had stopped.
需要非常有耐心。
Requires a lot of patience.
才能细细品味。
Only then can you savor it.
第三本《追忆似水年华》。
The third part of Remembrance of Things Past
这是我从豆瓣上的截图
This is a screenshot I took from Dublin
你发现什么玄机没有
What did you find?
对
Okay
就是译者太多了
There are too many translators.
这是两岸三地中文世界唯一的中译本。
This is the only bilingual version in the Chinese-speaking world across the Taiwan Strait and mainland China.
也就是你读其他名著。
That is, when you read other famous works,
就要选择好的一本。
Choose one.
但这本书根本就没得选。
But this book is completely unreadable.
因为还没有一个中文译者能以自己一己之力翻译完全书。
Because there is no Chinese translator who can translate a complete book by themselves.
最后的王炸，公认的最难攻克的小说。
The most difficult novel to conquer, according to the most popular opinion.
你猜到了吗？
Did you guess it?
詹姆斯·乔伊斯的《尤利西斯》这本书借用了荷马史诗《奥德赛》的框架。
James Joyce's novel Ulysses borrows the framework of Homer's epic poem Odyssey.
讲三个普通人一天在都柏林的所见所闻。故事啊，其实很简单。
Tell three stories about what ordinary people see and experience in Darbo.
但是乔伊斯把它搞得特别的复杂。
However, Joyce made it particularly complex.
里面全都是意识流、隐喻和文化典故。
It's full of stream of consciousness and cultural allusions.
看起来就像是在挑战读者的智商极限。
It seems like a challenge to the reader's intelligence.
豆瓣上一个网友的评论给我乐坏了。
A netizen's comment on Dubin made me laugh.
他说其实没那么难读。
He said it wasn't that difficult to read.
如果把看不下去
If you can't stand it,
看不懂的部分跳过大概20分钟就可以读完了。
Skip the parts I don't understand and I can finish reading it in about 20 minutes.
这四本顶级难度的书介绍完了。
These four books with the highest difficulty levels have been introduced.
但是我觉得呀，还缺那么一本，难度上不低于这些书。
However, I feel that there is still a lack of one book with a difficulty level not lower than these.
甚至文学造诣上还可能高于这些书的这本，我们的《红楼梦》。
Even in literary attainments, it may be higher than this book of ours, The Dream of the Red Chamber.
我们不觉得《红楼梦》有那么难。
We don't think that The Dream of Red Mansions is so difficult.
是因为我们是母语读者，书中的诗文啊。
Because we are native readers of the poems and texts in the book.
典故啊。
Allusions.
我们已经有了理解的基础。
We already have a description of understanding.
但是如果你站远一点
But if you stand further away,
看这本书，在世界范围内进行一下横向的比较。
Let's compare this book's popularity and impact on a global scale.
就能看到这本书的宏大，宝黛钗之间的感情纠葛是主线。
You can see that the main plot of the book is the entanglement between Bao Dai and Dai, which is very grand.
它同时还穿插了很多人物的命运变迁。
It also interweaves the fates of many characters.
看似写的是日常生活。
It seems to be about everyday life.
但其实探讨了更大的主题。
But actually, it explores a larger theme.
比如家族的衰败。
For example, the decline of the family,
人性的复杂和社会的困局
the complexity of human nature and the predicament of society.
语言上呢是典型的古代文言加白话
In terms of language, it is a typical combination of ancient Chinese and vernacular Chinese.
很多的细节都藏在诗词、隐喻和文化的背景里面。
Many details are hidden in the metaphors and cultural background of the poems.
不同的人对这些都有不同的理解。
Different people have different understandings of these.
真的是博大精深。
Truly profound and comprehensive.
也是我们作为中文读者的自豪。
This is also something that we, as Chinese readers, can be proud of.
这些文学经典通过故事和情感的描写
These literary classics, through the depiction of stories and emotions,
带我们走入了不同的生活
But we have entered different lives.
文化和心灵的世界
The world of culture and the soul.
通过体验书里面
Through experiencing the book,
人物的喜怒
characters' emotions,
怒哀
lament,
成长和困境
growth and hardship.
我们不仅拓宽了视野
we not only broadened our horizons,
还能对人生和人性有更深入的理解
can also lead to a deeper understanding of life and human nature.
引用
quote,
一句现在常说的调侃的话
A common and often used joke
吃点好的吧
Eat something good
大家可以按照我建议的这个难度多读读好书
Everyone, please read more books according to my suggestion of a moderate difficulty level